I just press that button.
Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast where we look at some of the news stories. So that's it. That's what we do. And we also chat about some of the various themes in my life. What have we talked about? I mean, there's the fact that I've got a six-week-old child. Probably should get near seven. That's how it works, isn't it? It's nearly my son's second birthday, so no longer will I be able to complain about having two under two. That's the thing when we told people, like, oh, we're having a second child, and then the looks on their faces were like, two under two. And I know the suffering they're talking about now. But we also talked about my little hand operation. Sounds like I'm making money on the side. No, I had an operation on my hand, didn't I? We've not covered that in ages. And I gave blood. Not during the operation. Probably did. But I didn't need any back. So I'm not doing one of those, what do they call it? The Tony Hancock thing. You know, the whole episode, he donates a pint of blood. A pint? That's nearly an armful. And then he cuts himself on a knife, doesn't he? Spoiler alert if you've not seen it, but it's been around a while. Right, all the stories are dished out. I put them out on the desk in front of me, and we'll go through here and talk about some of the various things in the news. Not the main stories. We cover the other news detritus, and it comes out sounding like this. On the show today, too many stories, actually. We're talking about phones. AI is back in the news. Dishwashers need to be mentioned, and not just because Rishi likes to restack a dishwasher. Two things on that. One is, do you remember when people used to say, stop calling Boris Johnson Boris. No other politician gets just called by their first name. And then Rishi comes along. And what are you doing? And then the other thing, and everyone just calls his wife Rishi Sunak's wife, which is a bit rude. She's the breadwinner. What's the other thing? Oh, dishwashers. Oh, yeah, everyone calls him Dishy Rishi. And he likes dishwashers. It's the other kind of dishy. I've said too much. I mean, we're talking about bananas. We'll be talking about other sorts of foods. Katie Price is in the news and something about dogs. They're two different stories. All of that on the way. So seeing as I've been on a bit of a diet, trying to lose some weight for various telly things, one's coming up Friday night. I'll tell you now, I'm on Sky News talking about stuff. I shouldn't tell you now because they'll probably realise who I am and get rid of me, but I'm booked in. So I'm trying to slim down so I don't look too fat on the telly, which means this show is just non-stop me finding new stories about food, isn't it? Fry-ups will help power planes flying from the UK's busiest airport. Eh? Heston Blumenthal's Perfectionist Cafe in Heathrow will recycle its breakfast cooking oil into renewable biofuel. So they cook the breakfast, that oil can then be turned into aeroplane fuel, you get on the plane, you fly. That doesn't happen anywhere else, is it? There's nothing, I mean, maybe you cook with lard, you can use it to loosen a door, but this is amazing. So the next time I go to Heathrow, I'm going to order the breakfast, because the one thing you don't want to happen is you're up in the air and the plane runs out of fuel. So basically, you might have to have a couple of breakfasts just to be on the safe side. Yeah. You know, there's been lots in the news about the cost of repairing your pets. You take your pet to the vet, you know, the pet vet, and the costs are huge. There's a whole article about it, and the vets are saying because of the NHS, people don't understand how expensive treatment is. But there's one bloke being interviewed saying he was charged £7 to give his dog paracetamol. Are they meant to even have paracetamol? How do they open the little packets with the little paws? Anyway, the obvious has happened. People have started flying their pets abroad for cheaper work. Dog owner Brian Flynn had his 8-year-old beagle, Flash, treated abroad for less than half the price of British vets. He was quoted £5,318 over here for surgery. Time to get a new beagle in it, but... And then he, the same trip, going over to France, getting it done and coming back, £1,493. Okay. I'm just worried that what this is going to mean is it won't be long until we start seeing dogs go out to Turkey and come back with, like, amazing teeth. Yeah. Oh, no, I've just went on holiday to Turkey and they've come back with a fur transplant. It's a slippery slope, isn't it? Like, it's something different about your dog. What is it? Oh, it's the breast implants. All right. Okay. Well, you know. Maybe get out more. If you're thinking of taking your dog to Turkey to have a pair of those put in, leave the house more. Do you like petrol? We're not giving any away. That would be the biggest giveaway a radio station's ever done with the price of petrol these days. But there's a thing in the news saying that our economy has boosted. There's been a 0.2 increase in GDP. And I think that's because I filled up the car last month. When I was paying for it, I did think, this is going to show up on the ONS figures. This is how expensive it is. Brits love the smell of petrol more than any other odour, other than food and drink ones. One in five enjoy the whiff of petrol. So it beat freshly cut grass. One in five is 20%. 16% like freshly cut grass. Obviously, cut your grass with a petrol lawnmower. Knock yourself out, mate. Have a two for one. This is the thing. I used to think I was weird that I loved the smell of petrol. I didn't think anyone else did. Not that I'm a petrol head. Just literally, I like the smell of the chemical. Turns out, one in five people agree. But I've not smelt it in ages because I don't. I mean, that means petrol's evaporating. At the price of petrol, you can keep that smell in the tank, mate. Let's pick a short story for this one. Quick hit on this. Katie Price has been fined £880 for driving while banned after she was recognised in a petrol station. And I suppose she is easy to recognise. Well, it's either Katie Price or two bald men sat next to each other. But either way, you call the police. AI is in the news. We like to cover the very latest in AI. AI poses an extinction-level threat to the human species, according to an expert. Ah! I prefer it when it's like AI will write songs for you. I prefer things that would write me a song rather than wipe me out. A US State Department-funded study by Gladstone AI calls for a temporary ban on the creation of advanced artificial intelligence. It warns that advanced AI could potentially be used to design and execute catastrophic attacks. Oh. How is it that Google's Gemini AI won't draw a picture of a white person, and yet they reckon they'll attack all rest of humanity? Surely, if AI is that woke, it'll tell us all to wear masks first or something, wouldn't it? I've just taken some vitamin tablets, and you know then, when your hand smells of vitamins, then no one ever explains that. It's hard to look this good. Shut up. Thirsty customers are in for a shock at a posh eatery, which is charging £7 for a cup of tea. You can do one. Honestly, someone said, what do you want? Oh, a cup of tea. That was £7. Blah. I've often thought it's ridiculous when you go for a coffee shop and you order tea, and the tea is literally, they get a tea bag and they put hot water from the coffee machine in the cup, and that's it. £3, please. Is that human milk? Why is this costing that much? At least the coffee, they're trained baristas and they've got a machine you don't have at home, but they put a bag in hot water and charge you £3 for it. So imagine how I feel about this. £7. The beverage is one of a selection of teas and infusions available, like Earl Grey. Again, you can get that for like £2 a box. The tea is not only expensive beverage in the room at the Colony Grill in London in Mayfair. An espresso costs £5. The odd thing is, an espresso is meant to wake you up. If you turn up with a bill for £5 for me, all of a sudden, I'm awake. Table manners. Speaking of bad manners and things, table manners are dying out. Youngsters are apparently abandoning them around mealtimes. Chewing loudly. It's not my fault. I've got a clicky jaw. No one enjoys that. Eating off others' plates. That needs to be banned. That's theft. This is not etiquette. That's theft. Oh, just have one of your chips. You will flipping not. You see, I'm a delight to date. And also, using your mobile phone are now regular events. Now, the thing about the phones, you know, I love my phone. So I've been known to check my phone if we're out for a dinner. I'll put my phone down, we do the chit-chat, and then the food arrives and we start eating. And then we chat and we eat, we chat and we eat. And then at some point, with me and my missus, I'll finish my food first because I'm hungry. And then there's that time when I'm sat there and she can't really talk because she's chewing. And I'm like, oh, I could look at my phone. And she hates it when I do that. Well, speed up eating then. Why is it up to me to sit there bored rather than you to chew a bit faster? Although I'd probably chew so fast, that's one of my jaw clicks. You know, now I think about it, it's probably me getting it wrong. Apparently, having a hot shower is bad for your health. It's literally, you can't do anything these days, can you? You can't have a shower, you can't drink some alcohol, you can't do hard drugs. I've read surveys saying they're all bad for you. It's terrible. Taking a hot shower damages your skin and hair. Okay, I'm only suffering one of those. And it could even kill you, according to experts. Depends how bad you are at showering. If you're wearing one of those cones of shame that dogs wear and you go in a shower, it's your own stupid fault. A piping hot clean wash strips the barnet and body of its natural oils. Just had mine changed, I think. Conditions such as eczema and psoriasis can worsen after a hot shower. Yes, okay, look. Having a hot shower is apparently bad for you. having a cold shower famously puts you off the old... So what would you rather have, good skin or plenty of... Yeah. I rest my case. This just in, a dog needed surgery after swallowing 133 coins. Obviously, I was going to do the joke about still no change, but just earlier in the show, we talked about the dog that needed £5,000 worth of surgery. That dog was at least trying to, the one that I've just talked about, at least trying to, you know, raise its own funds rather than doing the rest of it, just getting the owner to pay all the time. Honestly, these animals are so ungrateful. I've seen pictures of mice that have some of the finest medicine that's not even used for humans. So we're up to date. I think we could file this news story under, yeah. A new piece of research has found that exercising is viewed as a chore rather than being enjoyable. Yeah. 6 in 10 of us say that the main reason we exercise is for physical gain, rather than 25% that take part because they feel like it's something they should do. Just 28% of those surveyed said they find it fun. Yeah. Have you seen... Like, I often try and boast about the fact that I go for a run every so often. Have you seen me? Have you ever spotted me going for a run? Because if you look at someone who looks like they've just escaped a mugging, sweating, wearing a hoodie, running away... Obviously, I look like the mugger rather than muggy, but still... No one has a red face like I do and has enjoyed it, because that's not why you do exercise. You do exercise so you can eat more food. Am I right? Yeah. There's a story of a woman who cooked her salmon for dinner. And that's not a story, is it? Imagine if that were what newspapers were full of. 53-year-old Angie Matthews. She was hungry, so she cooked herself a salmon in the dishwasher. Is she losing the plot, or is this an actual thing? She ended up with the only clean appliance in her kitchen. Midway through a house move, she found online recipes of how to cook salmon fillets in there. She decided to give it a go. The salmon was accompanied by potatoes and peas. I mean, I suppose, did it eat clean and all that? I wrapped it twice in foil first. My dishwasher was set to intensive. And then it cooked it. It was still delicious. And the plates didn't need cleaning afterwards because they've already been cleaned. I'm not sure that's... Then again, to be fair, everyone goes on about air fryers and that's a stupid idea. So dishwashers, you heard it here first. It's the latest stupid fad. Right, podcast done. Other stories that we didn't get to cover. You can learn how to be happy, but it takes constant practice. Students were shown happiness hacks. They had better mental health if they did it absolutely loads. Well, it's if you lied to yourself. Meditation and medication. There's one. That's what you need. Meditation and regular exercise help students. So if you exercise a load and meditate a lot, you'll be happy. Again, none of this is surprising, is it? Is this a surprising story? Lego has seen profits fall as the group said it faced the toughest toy market for more than 15 years. Don't worry, I'm sure you can rebuild it. Yeah. You're making plastic. You know what I mean? You're killing dolphins. Millions of jobless adults are not... Oh, I see. Yes, the reason I included this one. It said millions aren't in the work pool was the headline. And actually, it's the story we talked about on a previous podcast. People aren't looking for work. But I did think work pool was just some employers provide one. There are some places where they do a shower. And I thought, imagine that. They've got a work pool. So I was wrong. That's all the news that I managed to find that fills the gaps in what otherwise would have been a perfectly suitable knowledge base that you have. Subscribe for more of these. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. Fancy giving me a tip? Throw a couple of pennies in my jar. There's a thing online for that as well. Have a look at... Well, if you go to somenews.co.uk, you can read more articles, donate some coinage. And until next time...
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.